the binomial distribution, or error words on the binary symmetric channel. Having learned about the binary symmetric channel, we will explore the probability distribution of errors a little bit further. So we send an n-bit word on the channel, which has bit flip probability p. Now the received word is a stochastic variable r, which can be written as the sum of the transmitted word x and a random error vector e. Now, at this stage we are mainly interested in the number of errors. So this is a stochastic variable which we call t, and it is in fact the Hamming weight of the error vector e. So that is the number of bit errors. How can we describe the probability distribution of this stochastic variable t? And this problem will be solved in two steps. Step one, the distribution of the error vector. So the error vector e is a stochastic variable, so it will have some probability distribution. Just to start to comprehend what that distribution looks like, let us have a look at an arbitrary 7-bit vector 0100110, and we ask what is the probability that the error vector e on a binary symmetric channel with bit flip probability p is exactly equal to 0100110. So let's try to solve that. We write the probability as p of e equals 0100110, and we work bit by bit. So 0 is no flip, and the probability of no flip is 1 minus p. 1 means that a bit is flipping, and the probability of a bit flip is p. 0 is no error, 1 minus p. Again, 1 minus p. We get two 1s, p times p, and at last another 0, which is 1 minus p. And now the product rule for independent events say that the probability of to find the probability of all these specific 7 events, we can just multiply the constituent probabilities together. So this is p to the 1, 2, 3 times 1 minus p, 1, 2, 3, 4 to the 4. So for each 0 here, we get a factor of 1 minus p, and for each 1, we get a factor of p. This formula here depends only on the weight of the error vector. It doesn't depend on the specific patterns of 0 and 1, it only depends on the number of 1s. So we can in fact say that p of e vector equals small e vector is equal to p to the weight of e multiplied by 1 minus p to the n minus the weight of e, where n is the number of bits in the word. To summarize, the probability of a given error word e depends only on the number of bit errors, the weight of the error vector. And that gives us this neat little formula. N is the length of E. Step 2, counting possible error words. Knowing that the probability of a given error word depends only on the number of bit errors, we can try and count the number of error words of a given weight t. So how many n-bit words exist with Hamming weight t? And this is a fundamental coding problem which you should recognize from discrete mathematics. So how many n-bit words of weight t exist? That is mainly the question of choosing t error positions out of n possible. So it's a standard selection problem. And that is what the binomial coefficient is for. N choose t is the number of ways to choose t error positions out of n possible positions. And the formula is given as n factorial over t factorial times n minus t factorial. And that should give us the probability of t errors. What is the probability of t, capital T equals small t for a given small t? We have the probability of a given t error word, and we have the number of possible t error words. And since these events are disjoint, we cannot have more than one error word at a time. We can multiply these two numbers together. So this is the number of t error words, and this is the probability of a given t error words. So that gives us the probability distribution function, or probability mass function, of the number of errors. To summarize, let x be the number of successes in n Bernoulli trials with success probability p. That is, for instance, the number of errors in a word on the binary symmetric channel. Then x is binomially distributed with probability p, and we can write x is distributed as b of n and p. And a bit transmission on the BSE is the Bernoulli trial, and sending a word, the number of bit errors is binomially distributed. A little exercise for you to trim this material. What other examples of binomial distributed variables can you find in engineering or everyday life? You should review the binomial distributions in the textbook, and you may find some examples there. Thank you.